Jeff Brown is founder and CEO of Brown's Superstores grocery chain. Jeff Brown, welcome to Studio 2.
Good afternoon, Sherry and Avi. Good to be with both of you.
Yeah, so we're going to jump right in. Jeff, you're a grocer. You've run successful businesses throughout the city for years. I want you to put on your business hat, and I want you to lay out your vision and top priorities for the city, and I want you to focus specifically on what you would do in the first 100 days.
Yeah, thank you. The way I look at this city is that we are held back by an incredibly stubborn and gigantic structural poverty problem. And the real answer to our future is that we have to help people out of poverty into the middle class, and our system to do that needs to be a lot different than it is today. And, you know, in the first 100 days, I want to start putting the pieces of that puzzle together. I mean, we're going to do some things to uplift people, like clear out abandoned cars, address, you know, dumping, address ATVs, you know, things that are nuisance problems and really affect our psychological well-being. But the real heart of what I want to do is have a robust system to address structural poverty. And that's reforms in K-12, it's reforms in the workforce system and investing in businesses that help people out of poverty, businesses that have high-paying jobs for people that do not have a college degree.
Give me one big reform in the K-12 system that you would try to implement early on.
So the first reform that I think is one of the most critical ones is we have some very good schools for college-bound young people. We don't have enough slots, but we have some very good schools like Masterman Central Girls High. But what we have greatly diminished is career and technical education. Mm-hmm. And, you know, today, a lot of people are realizing they don't want to have all this debt. And a lot of companies are taking away the college requirement, and they need a robust career and technical education. And we don't have that here in the city.
So is that new schools? I mean, give me a sense of how that would be done.
We can renovate existing schools. They could be in district schools or in charter schools. And, yes, we should plan full-scale career institutes that to prepare young people for really good paying jobs right out of high school. And so we'll do both. We'll do all of the above. And we should partner with businesses so we're training for exactly what the businesses need and go as far as having summer internships, let the young people try out the careers and place the young people after their graduation. Schools should be a way to take tens of thousands of people out of poverty every year.
Yeah, one of the things you've talked about is sort of the inefficiencies in Philadelphia and that the money is being misused in some way. What would you do to sort of like reallocate some of the fund if you were to say the top two things you would do?
Yeah, so if I put my business hat on and I'm thinking about this, like this is not a business, but some things are very similar. And you have a lot of employees, unionized employees, just like I have in my supermarket business. And one of the things that you need to be able to do is manage overtime. And when you let your workforce shrink, and we're short like 5,000 workers, you end up using senior high-rated people at overtime. And we are squandering an incredible amount of money on overtime. So people are like, oh, you're going to hire all these people. It's going to cost money. No, it actually saves money because they're new and they're at the beginning of the wage scale. And we're doing the work now with the high end of the wage scale at overtime. And so that's a really big reform. The second is we haven't updated our processes and our technology for many, many decades. And this city is badly in need of a modernization of how we do our business.
The City Board of Ethics has alleged that your campaign has illegally coordinated with a dark money super PAC called For a Better Philadelphia. You have called this investigation a political hit job. A political hit job by whom specifically?
So I believe that some of my opponents have got to the Board of Ethics, especially the leader, and have asked them to work us over.
Can you say which opponents?
I don't know yet. I don't know that yet. But I think that as we litigate this, I'm hoping that becomes apparent. And what you're going to see is one or more of my opponents are the corrupt parties. And the reason I say that is, you know, our lawyers have told us that we did not violate any law.
Mm-hmm.
And what usually happens in the ethic board, they do their investigation quietly until they have a finding and then there's a fine. That's their scope of work. But they have communicated with the public in a completely illegal and inappropriate way, and it's all part of trying to get me not to be a successful candidate.
But there is a pattern of political outsiders being accused of some sort of wrongdoing and then saying, well, it's the establishment in some sort of vague sense that's trying to get me without being specific. You're saying those specifics will come to light and we will know who is behind this, and you believe it is your opponents?
That is my plan, to find out and expose that. Yes, I believe it is motivated by my opponents, and the ethics board is violating their own rules by allowing manipulation from the outside. And I do plan to litigate this to the end, because I've had a 35-year business record here with no blemishes. I mean, I don't have traffic violations. When they give me 60 seconds to respond to a question, I'm the only candidate that ends in 58 seconds. I follow every rule. That's my personality. And there is no way that I would blatantly disregard rules or laws. It's just not me.
All right. And Jeff, I want to jump in here. I mean, I've seen you work in the community, work opening grocery stores and food deserts and doing all sort of work, hiring returning citizens. But I got to ask you, because some people are concerned, there have been some questionable videos of you speaking to white audiences in one way and then speaking to and having black supporters speak for you in another way on issues like policing and some politics. What do you have to say to people who believe that who you are changes based on the audience that is in front of you?
Yeah, there is one incident in question where I spoke to a West Philly crowd, and then I went and spoke to a Northeast crowd. And you should look at the two videos yourself, because I don't think I said anything different. I think that is completely false, and we have the evidence because we have the two videos. And as far as my remarks, I think they're very, very similar. I said in both places, I want to restaff the police. We're short like 1,500 officers, and that I don't believe it will cost more money, because savings in overtime will more than offset the cost of the new employees. I said that in both places. What happened that's different in the Northeast, they ask different questions, and you have different questions in every neighborhood. And so if you have a different question, you answer, or at least I've attempted to answer the question that's asked, but I don't believe there's any inconsistencies. And so you should, for your own sake, take a look at the two videos. I think that they're completely false about that accusation.
Finally, this is the last question. We have about a minute. You oppose the sugary drinks tax that Mayor Kenney passed to fund pre-K and rec center upgrades. Would you attempt to repeal it?
It's not in my plans. It's not a priority. I still oppose the tax. I think it's an awful tax. It taxes the poor. Although I'm not, I don't suggest you go drink a lot of sugary beverages. It's not good for your health. I think that all of us indulge in some things that are not good for our health. And they singled out this one thing to tax the poor as opposed to taxing everyone. I don't like it. But I'm looking at our financial realities. We're going to lose the federal stimulus that's been propping up our budget. We'll be in a mild recession. And so I don't think it's realistic we could lose the revenue at this time.
Fair. Jeff Brown, we have to leave it there. Thanks so much for joining us on Studio 2, and you're welcome back anytime.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'll be glad to come back.
Absolutely.
I'm fans of both of yours.
Thank you
Wonderful.
So much.
Thank you so much, Jeff.